side 133. The private sector, exploiting an army of non-union, low-wage employees, has increasingly captured the labor-intensive roles, guard duty, residential patrol, apprehension of retail crime, maintenance of security passages and checkpoints, monitoring of electronic surveillance, and so on. While public law enforcement has retrenched behind the supervision of security macro systems, maintenance of major crime databases, aerial surveillance, jail systems, paramilitary responses to terrorism, and street insurgency, and so on. The confusing interface between the two sectors is most evident in the overlapping of patrol functions in many neighborhoods and in the growing trend to subcontract jailing. With the privatized supervision of electronic home surveillance as another potentially lucrative market. In many respects, this division of labor is more elaborated in Los Angeles than elsewhere, if only because of the LAPD's pathbreaking substitutions of technological capital for patrol manpower. In part, this was a necessary adaptation to the city's...